State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning, kind of on the tour of events around the area. Of course, we had all the stuff going on the 4th of July. This past weekend, the Bronson Polish Festival.
Right.
It was a nice hat you had on.
Thank you very much.
That was a smart move, actually.
For everybody that's looking in at the radio this morning, they'll understand I do protect what's up on top there. So
you don't have a lot of natural protection up there.
Not anymore, but it doesn't take me as long in the morning either.
It was a fun time to be out there and talk to folks. And it always, I'm sure, is for you to be out in those festivals. And
sure.
You know, obviously there's always, so people probably have some complaints about things. But you get some good feedback from people, though, too, don't
well,
you?
Well, we do. And I guess, you know, I understand in these times that there are going to be some complaints. I'll be honest with you, I didn't sense any of that during the Brunson Polish Festival days. There were just too many people just having a good time. It's part of what community is all about. And I do kudos again to a good friend of mine, Grand Marshal there, Bill Ward. It was good to see him again, and just so many people throughout the whole county. I mean, it wasn't just Bronsonites that were there.
Yeah.
They were from all over, and even caught a few of my friends from down in Indiana that were up here. So that's what Michigan's all about, welcoming people to all of our festivities. And then I heard you earlier this morning even welcoming people already for the Alamo cruise in, and my neighbor next door said, don't forget to get coffee in the morning there at Jeannie's, too. It's starting early.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to these events all over, and that's part of what summer's all about.
State of Michigan in the focus right now. Actually, city of Detroit, obviously, what happened this last week, the bankruptcy filing, and, of course, they've been in problems for years, and it kind of came to a head with this. And, you know, all the TV talk shows yesterday, that was the dominant a conversation of what's happening in the city of Detroit, because if it happens in Detroit, it could happen to other cities, obviously, around the nation with this. Outstate this area, or for the state government itself, what's the fear? What needs to be factored into this with the bankruptcy in Detroit? What effect will that have on everybody else?
Well, I think that there's going to be an effect somewhat. The media understands this, and that's why we saw so much of that. You know, when it comes to bond ratings and this sort of thing for municipalities, Michigan will be looked at. But as I was going over some information that I had come in, the strides that we have made in the last 2 years anyway within this state, our bond ratings have improved greatly. This is a situation that we have dealt with for a long number of years. You know, some are proclaiming, you know, 6 decades worth of going downhill there in Detroit. It has to come to an end. I believe Michigan's going to be looked at as a whole. Detroit is a part of Michigan. We know that. And I have great sympathy for some of these that are going to be challenged right in Detroit. But this is a pathway, as the governor and others have said. We've reached a point now where we can build up in our endeavors in Detroit, and I believe it's going to be looked at by bond rating companies. I think that locally we've experienced, be it in our municipalities, be it in our education system, even in the difficult times, I think we've had people that have managed the money well with what they've had. And I think that's the key to our success, and will be the key to the success, you know, for Detroit.
Kevin Orr, the emergency manager, yesterday said they're not looking for a federal bailout, obviously, for the city of Detroit on this. Is the state of Michigan going to be on the hook for anything right now?
Well, Ken, as you know, I'm in my third term and final term up in the legislature. This is something that's come up ever since I've been there, you know, for the last basically 5 years. I believe Michigan has gone as far as state tax dollars, as far as it can go for Detroit. So this is the option. I don't look for any sentiment of feeling that that the Michigan taxpayers are going to are able to step up to this, not with the other challenges that we have. So what the federal government does is going to be a decision there. My only question, if that would come up, would be, you know, what strings are attached, because my feeling is coming out of the federal government like that, what would be required of Detroit, what would be required of the state of Michigan, and we'd have to approve those dollars that come in.
State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us. Some legislation regarding adoption that you're working on.
We're continuing on this course. I've been privileged to chair the Committee on Family, Children, and Seniors. Actually, one that's in the forefront for me is a development of a package that we dealt with last year, is taking our faith-based adoption agencies and securing their ability to continue working along with the state and adopting and protecting their religious conscience and rights that they have now, and in solidifying that in statute. So that's going to be an ongoing piece there. Providing homes, loving homes for children that need that love and that opportunity, and it can go both ways. There are a parent, a mother that knows that her child needs the home that perhaps she cannot provide, and being able to offer that opportunity, we want to make sure there's an easy way there for that.
Okay, and now obviously it's summertime, talking campgrounds. What are we working on there?
Well, there's something very unique in the camping industry, the campgrounds providing electricity. They're not reselling electricity for the users of that, but yet they get charged a higher rate when they're just having the electricity available there. It's a little bit complex, but we're dealing with that to make that a little fairer in their rates, that they won't have to pay that high rate because they're not reselling their electric. They're just paying the bill and for the campers that come in. And in the camping industry, which is good for us around here, we don't want to see them penalized even more.
So. Well, it's surprising that the number of campgrounds in this, that 3-4 county region around here, that there's so many of them. Folks coming from Ohio and Indiana and various parts of the state of Michigan that come into Branch County.
Sure, and we all profit locally here by this. We're seeing a good turnout of people coming into Branch County. Our lakes, our parks, our campgrounds is important. So I believe this helps our camping owners, this sort of thing that can help, and it's one way, and it helps the consumer that's coming in and using the facility. Why should they have to pay a rate that's not even not really, in my estimation, should be charged a higher rate, because the campgrounds are not reselling. They're just providing the electricity.
All right, great. We'll talk soon.
Hey, have a great day, and we'll see you before the week's out, I'm sure.
I'm sure. State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning.